The nation stands ready to inaugurate the Tete-Kwashi-Malam Highway under the Millennium Challenge account. The project, which is expected to be inaugurated by the President John Evans Atta Mills and representatives from the Millennium Challenge account today, might however be marred by a demonstration of the physically challenged for what they describe as the insensitivity of the executors of the project. The Federation for the Disabled says overhead bridges constructed on the Tete-Kwashi-Malam Highway are not disabled-friendly. The Vice President of the group, Yaofori Deborah, says the Federation drew the attention of the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, in the early stages of the project, but to no avail. He says they're using legal means to compel MIDA to take on board their concerns. He spoke to Augustus Okwei.
We drew the attention of the Millennium Development Authority after we have conducted accessibility audit of the Tete-Kwashi-Malam road, and we realized that all the overpasses that they have put up are not disability friendly. And for that matter, we drew the attention that they should introduce features that will make persons with disability easy to cross. We cited the Achimota and Circle overpasses as an example that they have been able to make it accessible for persons with disability. But we're not able to get them to actually make the changes. And we suddenly heard that they are commissioning it. So then we actually consulted a law firm, Atikuba Chambers, to actually take the issue at the court for us. So actually we went in for two things. One, we have served a writ on them. And two, we are seeking a motion of injunction to restrain them from commissioning it. But we are aware that we are not able to do it in a manner that will notify them in good time. So they may have the technical way of getting through, but however, we have been able to secure the writ, so at least we will battle it at the court.
According to MIDA, they are still going on with the inauguration of the highway. Do you have anything against it?
We do, because we are also citizens of this country and we have a law that was passed by Parliament. And for that matter, the law is saying that every public infrastructure should be able to comply with the provisions of the law. And in the law, we have the accessibility provision. So if you are undertaking the infrastructure, make sure that the infrastructure has accessibility feature. But the overpasses do not have, as we have now. So why can't they do it in such a way that we will also be able to have a safe crossing? So if they ignore our concern, then we will also mobilize our people to go and demonstrate our anger to both the government and whatever agency that is trying to ignore us.
Have you met the conditions of the Public Order Act as you prepare for your demonstration?
Yes, we are very much aware of the Public Order Act that enjoins us to notify the police 5 days before. But if the government that supervises all the laws of this country will flagrantly violate the Disability Act, we shall also violate the Public Order Act.
Communications Director of MIDA Major Retired Albert Don Chebe acknowledged MIDA's receipt of the concerns of the Federation for the Disabled, but said there is still room for adjustments to be made. He noted, however, that altering the project too much will defeat the purpose for which it was undertaken.
MIDA has entered into a lot of discussions with the Ghana Federation for the Disabled, and we've explained extensively to them the design of the road. The Tete-Kwashi-Malam Highway caters for the needs of persons with disability in compliance with Section 6 and 23 of the Persons with Disability Act 715. And we've explained again and again that as it is a motorway, it is not as easy to cross as it was before. And we've provided special points for crossing. And pedestrians, including persons with disability, would have to comply with the way the road has been designed. If there are increasing complaints and there are difficulties, there are always ways that we can improve the road to the satisfaction of all stakeholders.
Some were also complaining that though it is a highway, they should have taken priority of the residential nature of the road, since many people live along the road, and so the overhead bridges should have been more closer. What do you say to this?
Let's understand that this road is not a street. it's a motorway, and motorways have got their design and the kind of service that they are required to provide. And therefore, you can see that even along the motorway, we've made provisions for roads that serve neighborhoods along the motorway. Those are streets, but the motorway is a motorway. Being aware that it was going through a built-up area, we took the trouble to provide safe crossing points along the motorway.
Communications Director of MEDA, Major Retired Don Chebe, talking to Augustus Okwei.